This is special coverage from NPR News on the death of Osama bin Laden. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're going next to the country where Osama bin Laden was born in 1957. The al-Qaeda leader was once celebrated as a hero in Saudi Arabia, but he had become a pariah because of his terrorist activities in opposition to the Saudi monarchy. We're going now to NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, who is in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. Hi, Soraya.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's start with the official reaction. Is the Saudi government saying anything?
Not that we've seen thus far. There is basically a ticker on the bottom of the Saudi news channel that talks about the U.S. announcement of Mr. bin Laden having been killed. But other than that, nothing yet, although some are saying perhaps there will be a statement, some sort of positive statement, as it's being described a little bit later in the day.
Okay, ticker on the bottom of the Saudi news channel. So at least people know, they've been informed. How, if at all, are people responding on the streets or people you can reach in their homes?
Well, we don't see any mass jubilation or any mass anything on the streets. It's sort of business as usual. But certainly people are talking about it. And people are generally expressing relief that this is over.
Well, let's remember a little bit of history here. Osama bin Laden was a popular figure for a while in Saudi Arabia, right? And then the bombs began exploding 7-8 years ago inside of Saudi Arabia itself.
Exactly. We should make clear that Mr. bin Laden was also opposed to the monarchy here. He opposed the U.S.-Saudi ties, close U.S.-Saudi ties, and he certainly was against the Saudi peninsula being used as a base for American troops and for aircraft during the Iraq War and at other points. And so the relationship between Mr. bin Laden and his government became very sour very quickly, and between the people and him, or many people here. And he was stripped of his citizenship here in the 90s, and also his family disowned him.
I want to ask about another thing, Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. Of course, this is an operation that for the United States is fraught with political peril, entirely aside from the physical peril. You have American forces going into a predominantly Muslim country, killing a number of people who are Muslims. And you see the American political sensitivity to this by the fact that, according to the New York Times and other news organizations, Osama bin Laden was quickly buried at sea, buried within 24 hours in conformity with Islamic strictures for what is supposed to happen to a body. But I'd like to ask, how sensitive a subject is that inside Saudi Arabia? How concerned are Saudis that you speak with about the United States and its war on terror and what that means for Muslims?
The ones I've been able to talk to today, I should point out, these are people who are educated, have relations with the West, speak English. And so it is one strata of the population that I am speaking to here at this stage. I have to admit, I've heard very little about why did the U.S. go in and do this. In fact, more what I was hearing was like, aren't you surprised that the Pakistanis didn't do this earlier? You know, what do you think about that? Why is it that the Pakistanis, that this gentleman was living in compound so close to the Pakistani capital, and that certainly indicates complicity. And so it was more the opposite of what you would expect from other Muslim countries. Again, this is not a place where you have a whole lot of like street reaction and anger that way. And I should point out that the attention in Saudi Arabia and in the region, frankly, has turned to another kind of expression among people who are dissatisfied, underemployed, who want freedom here, or who want to lash out. And that is certainly these uprisings and revolutions that are going on in a number of countries at the moment. It seems that al-Qaeda and Mr. bin Laden and that appeal has sort of waned in favor of this new approach, if you will, of seeking freedoms and change through peaceful means.
Soraya, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in the Saudi Arabian capital of Riyadh.